About an hour into her shift, Cincinnati police officer Jamie Landrum gets a call.
All right, so we're going to a heroin overdose.
A man is overdosed at an apartment building on the outskirts of town. His girlfriend found him and dialed 911. Landrum heads over, and by the time she gets there, there's a crowd outside. The man who overdosed is in the back of the ambulance, and EMTs have given him 3 doses of Narcan, the opioid overdose antidote. For a heroin overdose, 1 round of Narcan is usually enough.
Come on, man.
At first, the EMTs think the man is waking up, but something's wrong. They turn off the music blaring in the ambulance and continue working. After a few minutes, Officer Landrum has an update.
He's gotten 4 Narcans so far, and he's still not awake.
The EMTs decide to take him to the hospital. Officer Landrum follows, not knowing if the guy will make it.
Whatever he got a hold of is really bad.
Heroin is nothing new in Cincinnati, but recently the city has seen a shift to synthetic opioids. Fentanyl, which is 100 times as strong as morphine, caused more deaths last year than heroin. Carfentanil is 100 times as strong as fentanyl. It's used to sedate elephants, and it can be dangerous to even touch it. For first responders, the arrival of carfentanil can be summed up with 1 word, more. More overdoses, more Narcan, more time spent on each call. And when the efforts to save someone's life fail, more work gets passed on to the Hamilton County Coroner's Office.
The caseload keeps getting larger and larger.
Bob Topmiller heads the toxicology section at the crime lab, where they test blood and urine from overdose cases.
You know, we may have had 100 or 150 case backlog a year ago, and it's almost doubled.
Evidence of the deluge is all over the lab. Equipment spills into the hallways, envelopes cover the intake desk, and everyone seems to be busy. But it's not just the number of cases causing the flurry of activity.
We don't have any human testing data.
Dr. Lakshmi Samarko is the coroner for Hamilton County.
We don't know what the lethal level really is. There is no therapeutic level. It's not meant for human use. So this is one of those things where we're learning as we go and trying to extrapolate some information from the testing that we're doing.
Information like the lethal dose per kilogram of body weight, how long carfentanil stays in someone's system, things that could help the people treating the overdoses. Dr. Samarko says this process is part of a pattern they've dealt with before, catching up to the newest street drugs.
You know, what's the next thing that they're going to do? What's the next thing? But however, in the spectrum of opiates, this is about max.
The lab is working to test samples dating back to July, when the drug first showed up in other cities in Ohio. With so little knowledge, they can only say that as of September 27th, there have been 12 deaths so far where carfentanil might be the cause. Paramedics transfer the overdose victim to the hospital. After about a half an hour, doctors and nurses were able to stabilize him. Officer Landrum left after that. The man didn't have any drugs on him, so he wasn't charged with anything. And his girlfriend wouldn't say where the drugs came from.
She said him and her overdosed a week ago. So, believe it or not, we'll probably be responding out for her here shortly.
Even after close calls, people keep using. What's worse, police say the danger of carfentanil seems to act as an advertisement that near death means a really good high. Landrum says she spoke with a couple of people from Indianapolis, in town to buy drugs. The DEA says carfentanil has been confirmed in Ohio and Kentucky. Other states are starting to test for it, bracing for its arrival. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.